Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Welcome back to the podcast. I hope that you're having a great day. Let's go ahead, jump right into our memory verse. It's Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 24. And this is a great verse. We'll be working on this together over the course of the next week. But let's go ahead and look at it together. The Bible says this, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." A short verse, not a real long one here, but nonetheless an important truth in regards to our Christian walk. Ephesians 4:24, "And that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Let's put on that new man today. Maybe you're starting your day. Maybe this is the morning. Maybe you're listening to at night. But this is something that the Lord wants all of us to do. And that is not to succumb to the old man, but rather put on the new man and realize who we are, what we are in Christ, and begin to live the Christ life as He would have us to. Let's go ahead and look at Ephesians chapter 3, because that's where we are today. We're moving through the book of Ephesians, and I hope that you've taken some time to read chapter 3. I want to focus in now on verse 8. The Bible says this, "Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ." I want to talk to you for just a moment now about lifting up others. Now, you know, Paul does something truly amazing in the verse that we just read. He places every single Christian who was alive at the time he was writing this, he places them before himself. I mean, listen to the terminology here. He says, who am less than the least of all saints. In other words, if for some reason we could grade Christian love and Christian conduct, and we could say, okay, these are the people who are excelling, and maybe these are the people who, you know, are not doing so well. Well, Paul said, you know what? I am the least of the least, and I am behind that last person, and I was unworthy of God's grace. And yet He blessed me. And he puts everybody else before Himself. And now I understand we're living in a day when modern psychologists would tell you that, boy, that's just going to hurt somebody's psyche. You know, they need to be told that, boy, they are special, and they are number one, and they are going to excel. And you know what? I do not disagree with the fact that there are times we should encourage our children, or maybe help them, give them some hopeful words and that sort of thing. But certainly Paul is onto something here when he shows us the type of attention we ought pay to others. We shouldn't go around praising ourselves, going around talking about how good we are, or the accomplishments that we have done, or thinking that in some way, you know, I did the Lord a favor in choosing to follow Him because of just of all my ability. No, of course not. No, we ought to see ourselves as the sinners that we are, having been saved by God's grace. And there's an old saying that at the foot of the cross, it's level ground. Why is that? Because everyone has a sin nature, and anyone who has ever been saved by the grace of God cannot stand up and say otherwise. It's because of Christ's love and His grace and His work that has brought us a home in heaven, not anything that we could claim in and of ourselves. And Paul here, he makes it clear, you know what? I'm not going to lift up other people. I'm not going to lift up myself. Excuse me. I'm going to lift up other people. You know, as I was thinking about this recently, really challenging myself, I was challenging one of my kids as well in this regard. And I remember telling them and trying to explain to them the importance of, you know, just saying nice things about others, lifting them up. One of my sons came to me and said, "You know what, Daddy, I did this recently." And I said, "Okay, can you tell me a little bit about that?" He said, well yeah, I just did this to my brother, and I told him that he's he's really going to do good at something. And yeah, this time I'm thinking, well, that's great. He's paying him a compliment. But then he added this part. He said he's really going to do good at this because I taught him how to do it, and I taught him really well. Okay, I stopped in that moment. Now, that was a fair attempt at praising someone else, lifting them up. But ultimately, what was happening there? Well, he was trying to put a good word in for himself as well. Well, look, this person's going to do well because of me, essentially, is what was happening there. Now, it took them a second to kind of wrap their mind around that. But hey, do we ever do that? I mean, when we make attempts to lift others up, are we sort of patting ourselves on the back in the process? You know, sometimes we think we do a good job of this when we really get down to it and we don't. And it could be for a variety of reasons. One could be we're too focused on ourselves, which probably is my mistake. We could because we just get too busy and we don't even think about it. It doesn't enter our minds. We're concerned with our responsibilities. And certainly that can happen too. But this is a mindset. And if you and I go about, you know, treating other people more important than ourselves, treating other people with more respect, treating other people with more honor, treating other people with more deference than we would ever give ourselves. And that's a healthy thing. And you know what? If the Apostle Paul, you know, could say, you know what? Boy, the Lord saved me. I don't deserve anything. And really, I look around and you know what? There's some people around me in their Christian lives. They're just far exceed where I'm at. And you know, Paul's here is not trying to disparage or discourage. No, he's simply sharing with us the cry of his heart, which ought to be, quite frankly, the cry of ours as well. Hey, how often do you lift up other people's, your people, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad? You know, just verbalizing some special things about them, offering praise to them. Listen, it'll go a long way in their own lives, and you'll find that it goes a long way in yours as well. All right, I hope that thought resonates with you. Before we go, I want to pray for Michael. And this is Michael N., and I want to spend some extra time today, and I hope that you will as well, praying for him and asking the Lord to bless his life. All right, we'll be back again on Monday, or excuse me, on Friday to study another timeless truth, and I hope that you'll join us for that. Take care. Have a great day.